about last week? Huh? Somebody, what was the title last week? Somebody tell me. Holy what? Holy habits. We talked about last week. This week, I got a question for you. Are you ready? Are you ready? Those are watching at home. Are you ready for the question? I was going to try to pull a what's that dude's name? Michael Buffer. But I don't think I can hold my breath that long for the are you ready? I got a question. How many of y'all are trying to break out of something? How many of y'all got a cycle in your life right now that you're struggling with? How many of y'all have been trying to break out of it for years, for months? Amen? Decades. Amen? I know we all struggle sometimes with cycles in our lives. Amen? Sometimes our habits that are not holy in our lives. And we try to hold on to them. We try to break them. Guess what? We can't break them on our own. We need the Holy Spirit to help us. Amen? That's the only way we're going to be able to break cycles in our lives. And these are cycles that's breaking our lives right now. They're tearing us apart. Amen? So that's what our title today is. It's breaking the cycle that's breaking your life. Think about it. Everybody think about it. Nobody plans to mess up our lives, do they? I didn't plan to mess up my life. But guess what? At some point I did. Amen? I didn't plan to flunk out of tech. But guess what? At some point I did. Amen? I didn't plan to drink the whole time I was at tech, which is what caused me to flunk out. But guess what? I did. We do it all the time, don't we? We don't plan on messing up, but our human side says, it'll be okay. The devil says, you got this. Don't worry about it. Amen? And we mess up when we don't intend to. Amen? We do it all the time. When we do, though, it's often not us that are the only ones that suffer from it. Amen? It's often everybody else around us. Our friends, our family. Everybody. Amen? Everybody. When we mess up, it affects everybody. Amen? Somebody might have a sex addiction. That's our mess up. Right? It's out of control. But what's the effect of that? It might be our wives leave us. Amen? Somebody might have a drug addiction. Amen? What's the side of that? Again, their family might leave, or they might lose their job because of that drug addiction. It might be somebody that's always battled weight. Amen? What's the side effect? He might have died. He might die. She might die from being overweight and having a heart attack at age 53, which nowadays is a lot younger than what our life expectancy is here on earth. But they died because of a mess up they had in their lives, and they couldn't control their weight. So their body and their heart gave out. Amen? So to summarize all that in one sentence, it's as if they had a bad day. It's as if they had a bad day. People almost never end up in a bad place all at once. Amen? We do it day after day, time after time, year after year. We don't just wake up the next day and have way too much weight on us, do we? It's something that takes place over time. It's not all at once. One bad decision, one wrong step, one harmful habit at a time is what gets us to the cycles that we need to break. Amen. And we're going to show you an example today. Y'all may recognize him when we get into the story here a little bit. But this guy, how many of y'all like guys with long hair? How many of y'all have long hair on your guys? I used to have longer hair than this. At one point when I graduated high school, I actually had a mullet. that was down in my shoulder area. Yeah, as long as I got. How many of y'all have seen people, though, like Middle Eastern guys, have long hair? They grow it out. And sometimes it looks amazing, don't it? Your hair looks black. Well, then my hair was, it was black, not white like it is now, and turned like 2 years after I graduated high school. But it was long. It was black. I like that. And when you live like that, you feel like you're strong, don't you? You feel like you're walking around, nobody can touch you. You feel like you're invincible with all that long black hair. Amen. Women, y'all supposed to have long black hair, so y'all better keep it that way. But when we're walking around like that, we walk around and we see so much potential in us, don't we? It's like, man, nothing can stop me. Nothing's gonna get in my way. Amen. How many of y'all ever felt like that? Guess what? That's a lot of the times when the plans start messing up. When we feel like we're invincible. Then what happens? Well, if you look at me, and it's a part of the story too. I'm not talking about me particular in that. But what happens when you have that long hair? That free-flowing hair? Yeah, you got it all black. Well, at some point, it's going to fall out. Amen? At some point, it ain't going to turn black no more. Well, it will turn black now, but I got to assist it along. If I want black hair now, what do I got to do? Somebody put it in the comments. I got to go buy some dye, don't I? But what happens? We lose our hair. We lose our strength. Story we're going to talk about, he lost his name. He lost his eyesight. He was ready to lose his life. Y'all know who we're talking about yet? We're talking about somebody in the Bible. Y'all remember who it is? His name starts with an S. Samson. Good job. Somebody type Samson in the comments. We're going to talk about him. Amen. How does someone with so much potential end up broken? End up broken and dead. I'm going to tell you, he, like the rest of us, made one bad decision. He made one wrong step. Amen. And one harmful habit at a time. And he ended up from awesomeness, from basically a goddess walker, a god walking the earth. He wasn't a goddess. A god walking the earth to somebody feeble and die. Amen. But to be specific, he might have took a few steps in the wrong direction. A total of about 56,250 steps in the wrong direction. That's a little bit, ain't it? That's a little bit more than I want to take before God smacks me upside the head and says, straighten up, boy. Straighten up. You're going to lose what you got. You're going to lose what I gave you. Because I'm going to tell you right now, what God gave us when we were born is the same thing that God gave Samson when he was born and he walked on this earth. And we're going to read it in one sentence. In Judges 16:1, it says this. One day Samson went to Gaza, where he saw what? A prostitute. I got a little bit different version of what's on the screen. But it says, Judges 16:1. One day Samson went to Gaza. It's funny that we're talking about Gaza right now with everything going on in the Middle East. Where he saw a prostitute. If we want to see those here, I guess we'll go to Charleston Westside. No, I've never met one down there. I'm just saying. I know that's where they are. From stories I've heard. Right? Not from missteps, not from wrong steps that I've showed up over and talked to them. But guess what? They're not just on the west side. Unfortunately, they are all over the place right now. But he saw a prostitute. He left his hometown of Zerah. He traveled 25 miles to Gaza. 25, that's a lot of steps, ain't it? Hence the 56,000 and some steps. He traveled 25 miles to Gaza. He went to enemy territory. Public enemy number one. is basically what he showed up at that point. And what was happening? He started. Life was unraveled. He was blind. He was dead. Because what did he do? He let it fall into Satan's hands rather than God's hands where he came from. So why and how did Samson risk so much for so little? So far from home. It wasn't like you said, he traveled 25 miles. It wasn't like he just went outside the door and across the parking lot. Amen. So how did he do it? Step by step. Step by step. The same way that we end up messing up from the floor up. Step by step. He walked 25 miles. Again, equivalent to that 56,250 steps. Get the page changed. Nobody plans to live paycheck to paycheck, do they? Nobody plans to have a struggling life. Nobody dreams of a job that we might hate. Living undisciplined life in mediocrity. Nobody plans to do Christmas without the kids. But unfortunately, it happens all too often. Amen. But guess what? Just like in Samson's day, it don't have to be that way. Amen. It don't have to be that way. We talked about this. Being real and lasting change isn't behavior modification, but spiritual transformation. We got to start with our identity. Amen. What do you want you to do? What do you want you to do? You do what we do because that's what we think of us. Amen. That's our spiritual who. Then we have to identify our spiritual why. That's what we talked about last week. Our spiritual what was our holy habits. Amen. They're based upon who that we want to become. What one habit do we need to start? And today is a spiritual what not. How to break that habit. Amen. How many of y'all got a habit in here you need to break? How many of you watching online got a habit you need to break? Based upon who we want to become, what one habit do we need to break? James 1:21 says this. So get rid of every filthy habit and all wicked conduct. Submit to God. Nobody else, right? Not us, not Satan, not the world. Submit to God and accept the world word that He plants in our hearts, which is able to save us. Amen. We got to be specific. Based upon who we want to become, what one habit do we need to break? Because of this right here. We can't defeat what we can't define. We can't defeat a habit if we can't define it, can we? We can't defeat a diet without fewer sweets, without cutting down on carbs. Amen? Which is going to hurt a lot of us because that would mean no more fast food. How many of y'all like fast food? I know I do. Give me a thumbs up online if you like fast food. But we can't defeat what we can't define. Amen? Something digital. Video games. How many of y'all like video games? No, I ain't the only one. How many watching online like video games? We got to limit what we play. Amen? We got to limit what we play. Digital also, though, a habit that we might have digital might be porn. Some of us might be struggling with porn. We have to identify that before we can defeat it. Before God can defeat it in us, we have to admit it as being a bad habit for us. Amen? Again, we might have a substance abuse. We might have a smoking problem. guess what? You can still beat smoking, just regular smoking, by getting prescriptions. They can give you patches to wear. I don't know, I think they might also be able to give you pills. But think about that though. But the other thing is this. Part of that habit that we might need to defeat, not only smoking, a substance problem with that, but prescription drugs and alcohol and regular drugs as well. We have to be able to identify it before God will work through us and take it away from us. Amen? Because again, we cannot defeat what we can't define. And also, we might have a bad attitude. How many of y'all got a bad attitude? I better not be the only one raising my hand. Y'all want me to call y'all out on this? How about y'all at home? How many got bad attitudes? Right now. Sometimes we all suffer from bad attitude, don't we? Sometimes we get up and we don't want to be around nobody. We don't want to see nobody. We don't want to talk to the family at home. We don't want to talk to nobody when we get to work. How many of y'all got that coworker you don't want to talk to? Amen. We might have a critical spirit. We might have a complaining heart. We might have a gossiping tongue. All of those are attitude habits that we all need to break. Amen. But we can't break them until we define it and they'll be defeated. What habit do we want to break again today? Do we want to cut our screen time? Sometimes we've tried, haven't we, breaking habits, and we failed. Guess what? That's okay. It's all right to fail. Amen? Because God wants us to at least try. Because we can't succeed and we can't defeat anything unless we try first, right? And I promise you, 99% of the time, whatever the issue is, we're going to fail when we try. But God's right there with us. Don't let the devil lie to you when he says, man, you done messed up, you failed, and you can't get it back. How many of y'all ever heard him say that? Amen? Because I failed when I tried. And sometimes our human side lets him talk us into that, don't it? Talks us away from what God wants from us. But he wants us to keep trying. God wants us to keep trying to live more like him, to break the habits that we need to break that are tearing our lives apart. I'm going to tell you why that's good to try and fail even. Because good habits, holy habits that we talked about last week, are difficult to start. And bad habits, that I know all of us still have some, are difficult to break. But we can't break them unless we identify them and try. Amen? And here's the thing. When we start, the pain might be right now. The hardness might be right now. But guess what? We got a payoff coming later. God gives us a payoff waiting at the end of our trials. If it's something we're doing trying to get in shape, we might go for an early jog. It might be cold outside. How many of y'all was cold this morning? Amen. But we're trying to get in shape, go for an early jog. It's cold outside. I'm sorry. It's cold outside. And Satan is beating us up, ain't he? Man, you're cold. Your feet hurt. You're cold. Your fingers, can't feel your fingers. Your legs are about ready to explode. How many of y'all ever had that when you weren't running or jogging? And when we jump on the scale, we weigh the same. The devil says, see, that didn't work. But we got to continue to work for it, don't we? Because again, the pain that we're suffering from that jog is going to be a payoff later when we got that lose weight. Amen? Again, the payoff is now and the pain comes later. How many of y'all like chocolate cake? I know I do. With vanilla ice cream is pretty good, ain't it? That tastes good now, don't it? But if we're trying to diet, guess what? That's going to be pain later. Amen? So instead of the pain is now, the payoff comes later. That's on the bad side of it. That's the bad habit of eating that chocolate ice cream with a vanilla, or chocolate cake with a vanilla ice cream. Because the payoff we feel is now, but the pain's going to come later. When we gain that weight at the doctor's office, or when we go in a diabetic coma, been there, done that. Not fun. Amen. We get a bad doctor's report years later after we've enjoyed all that cake and ice cream. But it's okay, because guess what? We can still break that cycle. Amen. If it's holding our lives up right now, we can still break that cycle. If we start out at just 4 hours a day, every day of the year, 365 days, that's 1,460 hours a year. That's a lot, ain't it? If we live 60 years, that's 87,600 hours. That's a lot, ain't it? Most people don't run their lives once, do we? We do it one bad habit at a time. How do we break that bad habit? We got to turn it into a good habit, don't we? We got to make it easy for us to do. And if it's a bad habit, we got to make it difficult for us to accomplish. We got to remove the cue. I still can't do it. Proverbs 4:14-15 says, "Do not set foot on the path of the wicked or walk in the way of the evildoers. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and go on your way." Basically telling us that we can break that bad habit because by making it difficult to accomplish, making it difficult by avoiding it, making it difficult by not traveling in that path or that habit, to turn away from it. And I know those are hard sometimes. Trust me, I know they're hard. Because Satan says, go for it. You'll enjoy it more if you complete that bad habit. But God says He got something for us. He got a relief for us, don't He? So out of that habit cycle, we have this. We have a cue that's going to start us. We have a craving that makes us want it more. We have a response to it. It's the action. And then the reward is what is the end of. If we want to stop what we do, we have to remove the cue. And the five most common cues are this. You got places, you got time, you got moods, you got moments, you got people. The places are this. Don't eat, overeat, and go to the gym. But you got the buffet, don't you? You got the buffet. You got high church party and a party afterwards. Samson didn't sleep with a prostitute in his hometown, did he? He traveled. He took off 56,250 steps to Gaza. And the times are this. Don't allow porn. Get in your Bible. If you're late night, if you get bored and you're alone, again, get in your Bible. For moods, we have to halt our hungriness. We got to halt our anger. We got to halt our loneliness and our tiredness. And for the moments, we got to do the, which are the good moments, we got to do the same thing moment after moment after moment in time. An example of the bad habit would be this. After we fight with our husband or spouse, we call our friends and we bash them. Not our friends, but our spouse. After softball games, and I've been there, done that, we go get drunk at the bar. How many of y'all know after softball, it's a good time for people to go get drunk? Sometimes during the softball game was a good time to get drunk before you even got into the game. We got to turn our moments, around. After we flunk a test, we might eat an entire dessert to console us. And after we pass the test, we might still eat an entire dessert to celebrate. I'll say this about people. Studies are conclusive that the closer to someone that we are, we develop the same habits that they do. Again, studies conclude that the closer we are to somebody, we develop the same habits as they do. That might be our spouse, might be our boyfriend, girlfriend, our family. We're going to develop the same habits. And that study tracked over 12,000 people over 32 years. The chances of being overweight between them increased by 57%. Whew, that's a lot, ain't it? The chances of them developing the same habits and being overweight increased by 57%. Friend was overweight just as much as the other friend. Amen? And guess what? If they lost weight, the ones that lost weight, the other friends lose weight a third of the time as well. Proverbs 12:20 says this: walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. We got to remove any cue that's causing us for those bad habits. We got to interrupt the action. Sometimes in the morning when we get up, how many of y'all like that snooze button? Some of us have been known to hit that like four or more times. But how do you break it? How do you break that? By interrupting the action. Instead of having the clock right there, we move it across to the other side of the room. And then what happens? Somebody's really in a bad mood, gets up, goes across the room, throws the clock back against the wall. See, that's the anger part. But to break the habit of hitting the snooze button, that's one thing we can do, is move it to the complete other side of the room. One thing that we have might be inappropriate images on our phone. One way to interrupt that action is to lock it. To lock our phone from accessing those images. Why resist a temptation in the future, which those would be, if we have the power to eliminate today? Why resist hitting the snooze button in the future? We can eliminate it by putting it on the other side of the room. Why have those inappropriate phones for the future when we can lock them down and eliminate that problem today? The habits that we have today will shape who we become tomorrow. Do you like the direction your habits are going? Do you like where they're taking you? Is it worldly or is it godly? We got to remove the cue by interrupting the action. The bad news is Samson took 56,250 steps in the wrong direction. Amen. The good news is this. Samson had 56,250 chances to turn back to God. And we do too. We have the same chances that Samson has to turn back to God. Or do you want to die in hell? No way out. So We do too. We got all the same chances to turn back to our God. Because each one of us is not what we did. I'm not the alcoholic from Tech. Amen. That's what I did. That caused me to flunk out of Tech. But that's not who I am. Amen. I am who God says I am. Just like you are God, who God says you are. There is hope for the habits that we have right now that we might be struggling with. Amen. When we're weak, guess what? God's power is made perfect. His power is greater than any of our patterns. God's power is greater than any of our habits. There's no habit that we have that's too bad for God. For His healing power is here to help each one of us break them. As they come for the final song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for Your message today, Jesus. Lord, I thank You for allowing Your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Lord. Lord, for Your word spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, I ask You today that You would have opened our heart, mind, and soul to the blessing and the message that You have for us today, Lord. Lord, I ask You right now, if we have habits that we need to break, Lord. Lord, habits that are instilling a cycle into us, Lord, that's destroying our lives, Lord. Lord, I ask that You would open up each one of our heart, mind, and soul, Lord. Lord, that we would want to break those today, Lord. Lord, that we'd be willing to confess Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace, Lord. Lord, that we would not be prideful, Lord. Lord, but have the courage to stand today, Lord. Lord, and proclaim Your love, Lord, and proclaim Your mercy today, Jesus. Lord, proclaim that Satan is all our Lord. Lord, and we all know it, Lord, that we're willing to live Your life and not Satan's hell, Lord. Lord, we thank You for each and every one here, Lord. Lord, we ask You just to put somebody in front of us this week, Lord, in order that we can tell Your love. In Your name I pray. Amen.